proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio today is our good friend, Joey Clapp. Joey is one of our workers in the New York City area, he and his wife, Leah. Welcome to the studio, Joey.
Thanks, Aaron. It's been great to be here with you this week.
Well, Joey has expressed in our past programs his heart for New York City and even the Russian-speaking people that are there. And we've invited Joey to come today and explain a little bit about his personal ministry, especially his heart for the different people groups, even the Russian-speaking people groups that are up there. And Joey, why don't you just give us a little bit of a glimpse into your personal ministry?
Sure. We have been in New York City for about a year now. And I have to say, we were talking off air about how the Lord is giving success in some very unexpected areas. We thought for sure we'd have a huge and thriving Russian-speaking ministry after a whole year, but the Lord hasn't seen fit to do that for us yet. We're faithful in giving the gospel, and we're very excited about giving Tanakh and scriptures to Jewish people, especially Russian-speaking Jewish people. We just haven't seen a lot of growth in that area yet. However, it's typical New York City. You can't get around it. The different people groups, even in our primarily Jewish neighborhood, we have a lot of, go figure, Japanese people in our neighborhood. And so we've been having a lot of success with these Japanese families that have been coming to our kids program. The people that we work with, John and Joy Gibson, they're both artists, and along with being a pastor and pastor's wife. And so they teach an art program every week. And we have a thriving ministry with kids. And just about every single one of those kids is Japanese. And so, again, that's New York City is just kind of an odd place where you go in expecting one thing, but you'll get culture after culture, and you just never know what you're going to get. Now, in addition to the kids ministry that we work with, we are excited about just the growth that we're seeing in our church members. Shalom Baptist Church was planted about 5 years ago, going on 6 years this next month, and they are thriving. They're doing well. It's a slow work, obviously, being in a Jewish neighborhood. We don't have a lot of the numbers that a lot of other church planters have. However, we are seeing growth, and it's again, a lot of times a slow growth, but when you see the growth, it's very encouraging. We're faithful to preach the word, and we are confident in the fact that the promise in the Old Testament about how the word will not return void, it will accomplish the purposes that it was set forth to do, is a promise that we really stake our ministry on, is the fact that if we're faithful to give the word, the growth will come. And so we're excited about the growth that we're seeing in the believers, Jewish and Gentile believers. Again, our church is about 50-50 Jewish and Gentile. And it's very funny because a lot of the problems that we have are problems that Paul addresses in the New Testament. And so we have a very good manual, church manual, for the things that we go through there in New York City with a church with half Gentiles, half Jewish. And so it's kind of an interesting dynamic there.
Well, we are seeing Ephesians 2 and 3. We've seen that middle wall of partition broken down. Jew and Gentile in one body. And that's a fabulous thing to see there. Joey, can you give us maybe just one major prayer request that you have concerning your ministry?
Absolutely. We would love to see the growth of our Russian speaking ministry. We live in a neighborhood with 50,000 Russian speaking people, most of whom are Jewish, especially in our neighborhood. We're trying to start an ESL program specifically for Russian speaking people. We're going to try some different ways to just show the Russian speaking Jewish people in our neighborhood how Christ's love is for them. The Messiah is for them. The Jewish and Christian is not opposite as they think in their minds. So we're just praying for the Lord to do His work through His Word.
Again, we have Joey Clapp with us here today, telling about his ministry in New York City. I invite you to pray for them and pray for the ministry there. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.